Press Releases Unleashed, amplifying sales and mastering conversions. Join us for an electrifying episode of Entrepreneurship is a Marathon as we unveil the powerful secrets of leveraging press releases to skyrocket sales and supercharge conversions. Our guest, Mickey Kennedy, a press release expert whose work has graced the pages of prestigious news outlets such as The Wall Street Journal, CNN, and Bloomberg, will be our guide through this transformative journey on today's episode of Entrepreneurship is a Marathon. We will talk about how to become irresistible to the media, gaining attention and coverage that your business deserves. So get ready to seize the spotlight, okay? And we have so much more in store for you. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Entrepreneurship is a Marathon, a podcast about how you can grow a profit-producing, purpose-driven business without burnout. We don't need more people starting businesses. We need more people continuing. Each week, we'll deliver the latest and greatest tips, tricks, and strategies for you to revive, grow, and scale your business. Now, here's your host, consultant, professor, and the business defibrillator, Vanessa Zammi.
So some of you listening or watching us live or listening to the podcast are likely new, so you may not know this part, but before we get into the nitty gritty of all the different questions we have for our guests to help your business grow and scale, as always in every episode, what we do is we ask the question, what has been your win of the week? What has been your win of the week? So Mickey, special guest here, what has been your win of the week?
I think my win of the week has been going into my Google advertising campaign and just getting rid of some of the things that aren't working. Audiences, keywords, just, you know, looking at like a year plus of data and just making determinations of this isn't working any longer and this is, and, you know, just tweaking along those lines.
Love it. Essentially cleaning out the trash, getting rid of the gunk.
Definitely.
Love it. Re-strategizing. Love it. Fantastic. So audience and guests, what has been your win of the week? It could be business. It could be personal. What has been your win of the week? Type it in the comments below. If you're watching us on YouTube, then feel free to scroll to the bottom, add a comment, and share with us what has been your win of the week. If you're watching us live on LinkedIn, share it to the right side of your screen. What has been your win of the week? Or if you're listening to us on the podcast, either on Spotify, iTunes, or whatever your platform is, think to yourself, what are you celebrating this week? What has been your win of the week? My win of the week is more of a personal front. I had my piano stuffed away for 3 years and I finally took it out. So that is my win of the week because that was stuffed in packaging when it was traveling cross country and all the things. And it finally got out. And so now I am back on the bandwagon of learning how to play piano, which is on my life list of things to do. So that's been my win of the week. All righty. So now that we've gone through celebrating and we're more positive, let's get into it. I'm going to share a bio of our special guest, Mickey Kennedy, for those who don't already know. And then we'll be going into questions to help you really understand how to hone in and master PR to help your business grow and scale. So Mickey Kennedy, who is he? Well, Mickey Kennedy believes that with some effort and a little money, the possibilities are endless. He's an expert at helping small businesses, authors, and startups increase their visibility and credibility. Mickey founded eReleases 24 plus years ago after realizing that small businesses desperately needed a press release service they could actually afford, giving them access to the media and to a national news wire. Okay. And when he's not helping you with your business and your PR, he enjoys British science fiction and acknowledging his unhealthy addiction to diet soda. And he does hold an MFA in creative writing with an emphasis in poetry. And so he also writes poetry most Monday nights with a group of fellow misfits in Brunswick, Maryland. So welcome, Mickey Kennedy to our show, Entrepreneurship is a Marathon. We are happy to have you here today. So Mickey, before I go to PR, what has been, because you've had your business for 24 plus years, you talked about even the Google Ads campaign that you revised after a year, all the things. What were sort of the biggest lessons that you learned from scaling a business? And because I think at some point I read in your bio that you sold a business at some point in time as well too, and all that jazz. So what are some sort of the biggest lessons that you've learned in scaling your business?
I think the biggest lessons were to sort of refine your processes and hire good people and trust that you have good people in place. I had terrible turnover in my business. Most people would last a year. And I was constantly complaining about it in a mastermind I was in. And one of the people in the mastermind who was in HR said, let me talk to your customers. Let me talk to your employees. Let me look at your job ads and I'll try to determine where the problem is. And the problem was me. You know, I wanted everything perfect. I wanted to micromanage. I wanted every interaction to come as if it was coming from me. And I just wasn't trusting my staff. And they just bristled under that. And it was very difficult. So in April of 2015, I walked away from the day-to-day operations of the business and left my staff in place with a managing editor who was more of a maternal type figure. And it's worked out really well. I mean, we do get the important stuff across that needs to, you know, be brought across, but we're also encouraging them and allowing them to develop and be their own person. And, you know, everybody's not going to answer with the exact language that you would use, but, you know, they're going to get across the same sort of important highlights and milestones and things like that. So it is just, you know, that was probably the biggest turning point for me, because I at the time felt exasperated, beaten down.
Yeah,
I felt like I couldn't do anything right. I couldn't keep staff, and I just by walking away allowed me to focus on the more important strategic parts of the business and leave the day-to-day stuff to just be someone else's headache, and recognize that my staff are good people. I've hired good people, and I therefore should trust them to be good employees, and they have been.
Yes, 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 yes. And you bring up a very valuable point there, right? It's sort of the, you know, it's like some people have trouble hiring the people, like, I can't find good people. But you're talking about essentially the process where you have you've hired the great people. And now it's as a leader, how do you trust them, right? How do you ensure that you trust yourself and the decision that you made to hire them to get the stuff done that you wanted them to get done? Love it, love it, love it. And so when we talk about, let's go into press release, right? So definition of press release, I know that we would love to hear sort of, what do you define? Like, what is your definition of press release? Like, when someone is listening and they're reading the title press release, what should they be thinking of? I know that in our business, in my specific business, we've implemented press release this past summer. And, you know, I truly understand its power. And so for you, what is the definition of press release?
Generally, it's an announcement made to the media. It's usually written in the third person. You might have some quotes where you would speak in the first person that would be attributed to someone. And it generally is, you know, leading with your most important or strategic hook. You know, what is it that you're announcing that you want the media to respond to? Mm-hmm. And so they can vary quite a bit as to what's there, but it's generally written with a top-down approach where you have the most important elements in the headline, opening sentence, and then supporting information. And then you can sort of, back off the importance as you go down the press release.
Yes. And with your decades of experience, and it probably hasn't always been a success for you to do PR, but it hasn't always been a successful ride. So you've likely made some mistakes until eventually you got it right. And now you're sharing these valuable tips with us. So what are your sort of top 3, 5, 10, however many tips you want to share that you have for the audience here of my podcast, The Entrepreneurship is a Marathon? What are your top 3 tips that you have for writing a winning press release?
I think, having a really good hook, you know, what it is that you're announcing is the most important thing. So many people look at other press releases that are out there and just say, oh, I can do a press release on that subject. You know, we're going to be presenting at a conference, and, you know, maybe the conference announcement isn't going to be the most strategic thing you could be releasing. I always tell people to sort of do an inventory of things that they have in the mile, you know, in the pipeline that they might want to be announcing, but sort of, you know, encourage them to stick with the ones that are the most strategic and the most important. And, you know, it could be a survey or study that you've done in your industry. Those do really well with the media. It could be a product launch, but, one of the biggest problems I see with product launch press releases that we get is that they are usually just, here's a product and here's a list of features. And it's really hard for a journalist to build a story around that. Journalists are story builders. And, you know, things that you can do to enhance the likelihood of it being turned into an article include, you know, getting a use case study, a customer who used the product, what was their experience, you know, what were their goals, what were, you know, were they achieved, and then getting a quote from them talking about how great the product is. All of a sudden, that's a lot more for a journalist to build a story around, of, you know, here's company. Here's their problem. Here's how the product solved it. Here's some features. And here's a great quote talking about the product. And so just sort of knowing the formula that journalists work under can really get you to do press releases that are more strategic and answer a lot more information that would be necessary to build a story. We get so many press releases about a personnel change at a company. And the truth is, most people aren't really going to be interested in the fact that you have a new associate VP of HR, unless this person came, you know, from being 40 years in the industry and is really strategic. It's probably not going to do well outside of maybe a local newspaper or maybe a trade publication or two. So in cases like that, build your own Rolodex and just reach out to those three or four or a handful of sources and, you know, send the information directly to them. Don't go through the effort of writing a press release or even paying money to send a press release like that out.
Yes. And speaking of which, sort of what would you say are, because you talked about some topics like product launches or even, well, not doing, you know, when you have a new position or someone in a new role, what are topics that you find do the best? Like, are there certain topics, like if someone's an existing business owner, whether they own, like I know some of my clients, they own their own shops, retail stores, their own bars, they've been in business for 10 plus years. Like, what would you say for someone who's an existing business owner is some topics that they can think about for their press release?
Right. So it could be the launch of the company or the fact that you're now going live with something, a new product or new service, or just your availability nationwide on the e-commerce platform. All of those could be, you know, places where you can, you know, send a press release. The important things are include the elements of your story. You know, what's the company story? You know, what's your personal story? How do they sort of collide into this milestone that's now opened up? You know, don't discount that, because I've had people share embarrassing stories, obstacles they've overcome in their business that they wouldn't think would be meaningful in any way. And yet Inc. magazine and companies like that picking up that aspect of the story and focusing on it. And I think it's because these are the elements that make you human and that people identify with. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody overcomes obstacles. And so sharing that makes you very human and relatable. So trust your story, be vulnerable and authentic. Other things like anything that's data driven does very well with PR. Journalists love numbers. So I mentioned the survey or study. You can do that within your industry. Anybody can do a survey or study in your industry. It's just a matter of doing it and then putting on a press release, sharing, you know, what was the big aha moments from the survey? What was surprising? Why was it surprising? In having you quoted as an expert of why you felt the survey skewed that specific way. Other things that have worked really well with my clients are, you know, researching their industry for blind spots. You know, what are the gaps that your trade publications don't really talk about, but, you know, might be something that people in your industry would really relate to. And you sometimes have to throw a few things against the wall to see what works. But generally, when you get that sweet spot of talking about something that's been ignored, not on purpose, but just an oversight, those can do extremely well. I had a local carpet company in New Jersey that, you know, we brainstormed and they shared that their biggest enemy was the big box home improvement stores. So we just did David versus Goliath press releases talking about how they have to market against the Home Depot and Lowe's of the world. And it got picked up in lots of publications. And we continue to talk about this and how they differentiate themselves. And it was sort of almost like marketing articles that we were releasing, talking about what they're doing. And they got picked up routinely. I think all in all, they got over 30 publications picking them up. local newspaper, New Jersey Magazine, picked him up as well. And they put together what they call a brag book. And every time they went out and gave a quote to someone for new carpeting, they would show, hey, we've been featured in Floor Weekly Today and, you know, floor covering publications. Here we are. And by doing that, they started converting 17% more of those quotes. So, you know, what happens when people see articles about companies, it's seen as third party corroboration, social proof. It's almost like there's an implied endorsement when a journalist writes about you. And, you know, because of that, it makes it so much easier to convert and want to do business with these companies. It's not unusual for me to read a blog or something and go, oh, this looks really cool. It's a Kickstarter campaign, and then click through and you join it. You know, I don't open another window and say, is there a knockoff of this product out there? Or can I get something similar on Amazon? I just want to do business with this great company that is trying to, you know, do something novel or unique. And so I think that is a really, you know, a testament to the power of earned media, getting these articles out there.
Completely agree. Love it. Thank you for sharing those tips with us and those topics. Any final advice for our listeners on how PR can boost sales and increase, or PR, press release, public relations, for those who aren't familiar, how PR can boost sales and increase conversions for that business who is thinking about, or they need to, you know, grow their sales, or they're really thinking about, okay, we need to, you know, this is our 10th year, it's our 15th year, we need to do better. Like, any final advice that you have for them?
Right. So my advice when it comes to that is to realize that people who read articles are a captive audience, and they generally have this good feeling, this goodwill that's created by reading the article, and they want to do business with you. It's not unusual for my customers to say, hey, we got like 200 visitors from this article, and it looks like almost 100 of them converted. Is that possible? 50% conversion rate? And I do point out that probably more than those people actually saw the article, but these were the people that clicked through or went from that article to your website. And so they're a little more invested, but it's not unusual to have a page where those types of conversions take place. And for those reasons, you can take that same article and put it in front of your leads. And whether it's a newsletter or social media, getting that article in front of them, they'll read it, they'll learn a little bit more about you, but they'll also hopefully have the same feelings where they read this and their advertising blinders don't go up. They go, oh, someone wrote about this. This is a third party, who's written this article, and hopefully get some of that same goodwill. And if they were on the fence about using you, hopefully they'll tip more into the scales towards your side and want to do business with you. It also works with your existing customer base. People are always shopping, you know, do I have the best vendor? And it may be annually or twice a year or maybe every couple of years. But, you know, if they're seeing you in print, they're going to feel very comfortable with the provider that they have, and they're more likely not to shop around and see if they can get someone else cheaper or, you know, fulfill a need that they're not sure that they really even need at this moment. And so these are all really, you know, the value of earned media. It's almost like a referral happens when a journalist writes about you, because they're sharing you with their network, their audience of readers.
That's a great way to put it, like a referral. Like, it's sort of like you send the press release to the journalist and they give you that referral by choosing to write about you, choosing to write about your business, choosing to share your story as well. So thank you, Mickey, for being on our show, Entrepreneurs of Marathon, today and sharing this valuable insights. How can people reach you for more information?
So my website's ereleases.com, and all my social media is there in the footer. I also have a free masterclass where I teach you strategic types of press releases you could do so that you can build your own PR campaign of meaningful press releases, not the new hire press releases or the ones that don't work. And that's completely free at ereleases.com/plan, P-L-A-N. And I do encourage people to check it out. It's less than an hour long. And if you're considering PR, it's a great place to start to see what you're working with.
Love it, love it. And for those watching us on YouTube or LinkedIn, we have included the link in the comments for you to access this free video masterclass on how to create a winning PR strategy based on the successful campaigns that Mickey Kennedy and his company has run for their clients. So feel free to check it out, ereleases.com/plan. And for those listening on the podcast, and you should see the description in the show notes and the link there for you to check out this less than 1 hour masterclass. Listen to it, watch it, enjoy it, and get the insights that you need. So thank you again, Mickey Kennedy, for joining us here today on Entrepreneurship is a Marathon. And for those listening and watching, if you couldn't already tell, this show is not only about the story of the business owner, but also about the lessons and action items for you to take as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, to keep you moving forward in your business. We equip and empower you through education, okay? So stay tuned each week and next week for the next episode and next special guest to share more insights with you during our season 4 of Entrepreneurship is a Marathon. For more updates, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel using that red button below the video. You can follow our podcast on Spotify, and you will get the updates on insights that are awaiting you to help you revive, grow, and scale. And remember, entrepreneurship is a marathon, but it's a marathon you don't have to run alone.
Are you interested in partnering with Vanessa Zammi, the business defibrillator, to revive, grow, or scale your business? Then text 617-959-2203. We specialize in collaborating with storefronts, salons, and shops. That's 617-959-2203 for more details. If you're looking to shock your 10-year shop back to life, then text 617-959-2203 for more details. Thanks for joining us this week on Entrepreneurship is a Marathon. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or Spotify, or if you'd simply tell a friend about this episode. And if you're looking for more tips on reviving your business, make sure to visit our website, thezammi.com.